I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Brother Cliff already introduced my title about 3 weeks ago. James Mack asked me I'm not sure how he asked the question, but if my Sunday evenings are filled up. And he proceeded to ask me if I could share a message this evening. And he said that I could use something I already had, so I plan to just simply preach this one this morning and then share it with them in the evening. And so the title this morning is The Lord is My Strength. I'd like to give you a contrast of words from this passage for you to consider. First of all, I'll give you the negative. There's words like fear. There's words like enemies. There's words like foes. There's words like troubles, rejection. There's false witness, and there's cruelty, and there's fainting. And then on the flip side, we have the positive words from this passage like God, and we have light, and we have salvation, and we have confidence. We have the house of God. We have the beauty of the Lord. We have the word rock. We have sacrifices of joy. We have the word singing, goodness of the Lord and courage. And this morning, if you're interested in knowing where they're found, it's found in Psalm 27. And I'm going to be sharing from this passage this morning. And this passage is written by David. And David is sharing a powerful testimony from this passage of God's strength while he was confronted with the devastating challenges. Now, here's my thought. Life doesn't always pose the same situation for everyone. But all of us have either the negative or the positive words that we could write out a story about. And here's my question. How would your story read if you would take the above words and write your life story? How would it sound like? Would your testimony come clear like David did in this Psalms, that the Lord is the strength of my life? This morning, the goal of the message is to show the beauty of God's strength in our life. And as we read this passage from Psalm 27, I would like for you to notice David's response to God. Psalm 27, let's read this passage in its entirety. The Lord is the light, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. There's at least three things this passage is teaching. Number one, it's teaching a proper way to respond to crisis in life. Secondly, it is teaching the beauty of God's protection. And thirdly, it is teaching the confidence that we can have in God amidst the negative pressures because of God's strength. You know, I mentioned earlier, how would your story write? Depends how you would take these words. Or depends how you would live your life and you would take these words would make a difference in how your story would read. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about how David, in times of dire trouble, came out with such a blessed testimony, "The Lord is the strength of my life." I would like to take this passage and identify ways that will help us to claim God's strength and give us appreciation for God's protection in our life. I'm planning to start at the top of this passage and take each verse and glean some thoughts from them. And because of this passage focusing on one thing, my thoughts will very much run down the same trail. But again, I want to have it point towards one main theme, and that is, the Lord is my strength. Number one, from verse one, we see a personal claim of God. And here we see that David is emphasizing God's work in his life with a personal pronoun. The Lord is my light, my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. You know, I believe David knew that God was a source of his strength. And he shares this beautiful testimony of God working personally in his life. David wasn't afraid to identify with the work of God in his life. Although fear is an easy resort, he acknowledges that there is no need to be afraid because of God's provisions. You know, as I thought of our life, we can tend to shy away from strong personal testimonies of God's work in our life. There's a measure of fear of getting too bold about what God's doing in our life. There's a fear there. But those who experience God's work in our life ought to have a testimony to share, because God is working in our lives. And there's a strength that comes from that boldness of acknowledgement of God. And it has a way of diminishing our fears. And as we do that, we find strength. There's a strength that comes with that. And I'd like to ask the question, can we, like the psalmist, testify that God is our comfort, deliverer, and stronghold? Is that your testimony this morning? You can think about that. Secondly, let's move on to verse 2. Here we see that David was remembering God's hand in past experiences. You know, I believe that past experiences of life can be a present assurance. I'm not sure when David wrote this song, but I would like to just think back just a little bit on God's protection in David's life. You know, David would come up to hard things in life, and various times in his life, David did great things, like, for one, killing a lion and a bear. Another situation he got into was killing the giant Goliath. He also had to be running from King Saul. Saul was after him, and he kept running away from him to protect his life. And then there was Absalom's rebellion, his son trying to take the kingdom from him. Or we have many incidents where David was a man of war and he had many enemies in his life. And we see, as we look back to those times, that even David would acknowledge from time to time that God helped me. You know, as David looked back in his life, he could see that. But not all of David's experiences were pleasant situations to look back to. but he could still reflect on God's hand of protection and be encouraged. While his enemies kept his flesh, a commentary gave a picture of animals that are hungry trying to jump on their prey. Gives you a little bit of a picture. And yet David acknowledged, yet they stumbled and fell. God had intervened in David's life or his enemies' lives. And David could look back and remember God's faithfulness and see that this happened as well, and this was of God's protections. And as I thought of our own lives, I thought as well that not all situations in life are positive for us. And sometimes, you know, people go through a situation and they look back and they become bitter at it because, well, it didn't turn out right. They didn't like it. And they choose to focus on the enemy rather than focusing on God's protection. Well, this morning, if we see God's hand in the past, it will be a measure of encouragement to give us strength. You know, as we look back, there's strength that we can come to peace with or come to rest with. There's strength that we gain looking at the past of God's experiences in our life, and it gives us strength for the present. I have a question I'd like to ask you. When is the last time that you took time to look back at your life and ponder what God is doing in your life? Moving on, verse 3. Here we see David having confidence even though he had an unknown future. We already built the basic part of it, that if you have looked back and see past, look in the past and see God's hand at work, that it gives us confidence for the present. But here we're even going beyond this. We're looking into the future, and I believe David was believing God for the future. He knew that God could hold the future as well. David didn't know what he was going to face in his life. But David had made up his mind that the number of people and the terrorism or the war that could come wasn't going to take his focus off of God. It wasn't going to bring him fear in his life. He wasn't paranoid about the future. And David put war and he put numbers of people beside God. And he understood that God was much bigger. You know, the same is true for our lives today. You know, the unknown future can become really big in our minds sometimes. And it's hard to deal with because we've just allowed it to get really big. It's something that bothers us, that worries us, and we keep thinking about it and talking about it or leaving this grow in our minds. And we're forgetting God's faithfulness. You know, if we lack confidence in something, it's very difficult to believe in it. Even if it's doing a good job, we tend to find fault with it. But you know, when we have confidence in God, if we can believe in God, we can also trust Him. There's a measure of confidence that we can have. We don't need to be afraid of the future. Our minds can be at rest about things that could potentially happen in the future. But when we have confidence in God, we know that God will only bring about what is planned for our lives, whether good or bad. And you know, this gives us strength to face the future with confidence. Moving on to verse 4, we see that David was seeking after God. He gives a few phrases like, dwell in the house of God. And I believe that David knew that anything could befall him, but the safest place was in the presence of God. He also gives the word to behold the beauty of the Lord. And here I see that David wanted to see the good things about God. He wanted to see God's character and the blessing of it. And David was filling his mind with good things to think about. Thinking about God relieves us of our fears. The other statement he made is that he would like to inquire in his temple. And I believe that David was looking for answers for the questions that he had in life. It was at the temple where the answers were revealed. And David knew that the more he found out about God, the better perspective he'd have on life. I see here that David had undivided interests. David had one goal, to be close to God, to have a relationship with him, to dwell in the presence of God. He was seeking after for that one thing that he desired. And I believe for today, I believe it's a good challenge that we need to understand that we can't handle life on our own. But you know, as we come and we stay in the presence of God, it's a safe place to be. It's a very safe place to be. The fears and the evil and the sin that is trying to come upon us can't come into the presence of God. And so we see here the importance of seeking after God. Seeking after God will bring us strength. Moving on to verse 5, we have here thought very close to what I shared before, but simply trusting in God. And here we know by this verse that trouble will come, but God will have a place that will be completely safe for us. He gives a statement like, "He shall hide me." And that could simply mean to bring into secret. Or he makes a statement, "He shall set me upon a rock." Or we could say a safe, sure place to stand on. David knew that God had enough of resources to resort to no matter the situation that he faced. God could keep him safe. And today I believe we can trust God for the necessary provisions for our safety. The pavilion in the tabernacle of God will give us ample protection. And that rock that we can stand on is going to be sure. There's no evil. Nothing will come against that rock to shatter it because it's God's. And he put us on there to be safe. The enemies of God will not be able to destroy the haven God has for his people. You know, when we trust God, it can strengthen and fortify us with strength. And we can trust in God's protection. Moving on to verse 6, we see David here praising God for his protection. David commits himself to offering sacrifices and singing. And I believe that David recognized that God was the one who would exalt him above his enemies. And I believe as I thought of that, I recognized that we need to praise God for the victories that he gives us. You know, it's none of our skills that bring us to where we are. It's all God's. God is the one that delivers us from the evil around us. It's his protection. But we need to praise him for it. If we're not bringing God into focus for the victories that we have, we may be taking credit for what God has accomplished. And so I believe we need to respond in thankfulness so that it shuts the door for ungratefulness and complaining attitude, which drags us down. A thankful attitude produces an appreciation for all God's blessings to us. There is strength that comes from praising God. Moving on to verse 7, we have David turning to God in prayer. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." David here was begging for mercy because he knew that's where it came from, that his life was in the hand of God. "Hear me, O Lord." And God could choose to do with David's life whatever he chose to do. But David still seen value in turning to God through prayer. David knew that prayer was an avenue of his strength. You know, I believe today prayer is our avenue of strength as well. In whatever situation we face, but even in danger, coming to God in prayer will give us strength. You know, there's no other sources that are better equipped than prayer to face the enemy. And today there's many people that are worshiping idols, and they worship in the work of their hands, and they take confidence in it. But you know, when they come to the end of life, they realize that they're weak. When they look death in the face, they understand that those idols aren't giving them any strength in their life. And then they begin to question their allegiance. You know, we'll never be disappointed turning to God for strength. You know, prayer is a very, very important aspect of gaining strength for life. Moving on to verse 8, we see that David follows God's direction. David carefully followed the instruction that God gave him. When God said, "Seek my face," he said in his heart, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek," giving us the idea that he did it right away. As soon as God spoke, his heart spoke. "That's what I'll do. I'm all right with that. I'm agreed with that," David was saying. "That's what I want." I don't believe that David could have maintained his strength in God if he chose to ignore God's directives. And today I believe that's a valuable lesson for us. Following God's direction today is a source of strength. You know, as I look at our world and our society, it doesn't take long to understand that America is crumbling. And it just interests me to know, especially this election time, coming up on election, how you have people that are very determined that certain people will not get in. And to me, it's a picture of American people that have followed the selfishness of our heart, their hearts, and are finally seeing that they're getting to a place where they don't want to be. But in essence, the reason was that the majority of American people have disregarded the voice of God, and today, American society is lacking power of God. You know, if people would turn to God today, I believe there would be a strength of return in America. And today, I believe there is strength in following God's direction. No, the times of our life are planned by God. We can't necessarily choose how life is going to turn out, but there's a power that comes with that from God. Moving to verse 9, again, closely related to a former thought, we have the concept of staying close to God. David had acknowledged God's character. And David had seen God's anger displayed in judgment on ungodly people around him. Many times David himself was used of God to kill the heathen around him. David also knew his own selfish heart and that God in justice and holiness could bring judgment on his life. God had the potential to be angry at David. David knew that if God would draw himself away from him, if God would move away from David, that David would be in a dangerous position. But David knew that if he chose to stay close to God, if God chose to stay close to him, then his strength would remain. And you know, today again, our lives need to be ordered by God. And I believe we need to keep asking God to stay close to us. We need God as a friend and not a foe. You know, if God would remove his face from us, we would be hopeless and headed for ruin. We would be doomed for anger and judgment. But you know, as long as God's mercy continues with us, we can stay close to him and find strength and keep going. Moving on to verse 10, we see that God is bigger than man. David viewed God more important than his parents. I don't know whether David's parents had abnormally abandoned him or not, or whether David had just simply come to the place where he felt like it was his time in life to take on the responsibilities of life, and he felt the weight and the pressures, and his parents couldn't be there to shoulder it. I'm not sure. But at any cost, David knew that relationships could fail. It is evident that David felt forsaken, or had the potential of feeling forsaken by his parents. One commentary gave the idea of an orphan, someone that was therefore illustrating great abandonment from parent, but on the opposite score, this passage is showing the greatness of God's care for us. Now, as I thought of our life today, it's very difficult to feel the pain of rejection. You know, those who we feel close to, especially. And as David, we need to know that when earthly relationships fail, God will still be there to pick us up. No, don't you find strength in that? There certainly is strength found in that. When we feel like orphans, unwanted and cared for, we can still find God's strength. in understanding that God is bigger than man. He will be there for us. Moving on to verse 11, we see here that we must allow God to direct us. Another similar thought to former one. David was admitting his lack of wisdom to outdo his enemies. At different times in his life, David needed to flee from his enemies. And one of those hiding places was a cave. A cave offered protection from his enemy, but on the other hand, it became treacherous because he probably needed to be very careful of his steps around him. David knew that God would need to guide his steps or he could not escape from the enemy's pursuit. And today, we have enemies of our soul as well. You know, we're traveling on dangerous ground. We're only a step away from the snares of the evil one that he's proposing and placing in front of us to catch us. And sometimes I despair of the traps, of all the traps that the enemy sets to try to catch us. But you know, as we allow God to teach us in the path, as long as we allow God to direct our life, then we can have the confidence that we won't need to fall into those traps and snares. If God is directing our steps, he will give us a path around danger. God will lead us from danger into a safe path to travel. And certainly as we look at that aspect, we can find strength in God. Moving on to verse 12, we have David requesting deliverance. David is illustrating the intensity of the situation. The enemy is no longer posed as simply could happen, like verse 3. 3 posed a future fear, but this verse poses a current struggle. False witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. It was in the present. And David was requesting deliverance from them. You know, sometimes in life, in the present situation, we find ourselves, the only thing left to do is to cry out and ask God for deliverance. God is interested in our requests. And you know, as we ask, he will give us strength to deliver us from the evil around us. Moving on to verse 13. We simply have another concept of believing in the goodness of God. And this is putting down as a state of the mind. David knew that unless he believed God's working, he would faint. And certainly today, as we think of that, it is true as well. Believing the goodness of God is a state of mind. Our minds can easily spin out of control. And after a while, you know, we lose all our strength because the situation looks that big. But when we tell our minds the truth, when we go to the Word of God and we choose to believe the truth, and we look at God's goodness and we see the work of God in our lives, we can gain strength by putting our minds into positive thinking about God. We find strength by having our minds focused on God and believing in his goodness. Also then lastly, moving on to verse 14, we have David saying, wait on God. And this is a lesson. The lesson we learn through patient endurance will strengthen our hearts. And many times we come to a place in life and we hate it and we kick and we scream and we try to get away from it, so to speak. And we try to run away and we try to run ahead of God's agenda for a life because we don't like it. But you know, David found that waiting on the Lord would give him strength. And certainly today as we wait on God, he will strengthen our hearts by taking us through the heat of the battle. As we wait on the Lord, he will receive our strength. My conclusion this morning is this. Whether we receive good or evil from the hand of God, when we come through to the other side of our troubles, whether it's in this life or the life to come, it is my desire that each one of us can have the testimony of David. The Lord is my strength. Emmanuel for prayer.